We come this morning to our third study in this 23rd Psalm, coming to the second verse. And again, we want to soak in the words of the Psalm. We thought a couple of weeks ago of the opening phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd." And we then considered last week the following words, "I shall not want," or "I shall not be in want." And so we're thinking of the Lord our shepherd, who is constantly providing for us. And today we want to think of two of the things in particular he provides for us as his flock. He provides rest and he provides refreshment. Our shepherd provides us with rest and refreshment. And who of us does not want rest and refreshment? Particularly those of us who have been helping with the Bible Club this last week. Friday nights at 8:30, I imagine all of us were ready for some rest and refreshment. Or what about those of us who have been up during the night with unsettled children? Or those of us who are feeling the advance of years? Or those of us who are troubled and worried with family pressures and financial strains, maybe? Or those of us who are fearful about the trends of culture and society? Or those of us this morning who are sorely conscious of their own sin and the plaguing doubts within and the besetting sins that constantly trip us? Do we not all want rest? Do we not all need refreshment? So this morning, we're going to consider the opening phrase of verse 2. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." We think of the rest the shepherd provides. And then this evening, God willing, we'll look at the second half of the verse. "He leads me beside still waters," and we'll think of the refreshment he provides. This morning, rest. This evening, refreshment. And when it comes to our theme of rest this morning, isn't it true that generally there is, by and large, a great degree of restlessness today? We're living in a restless society and culture. I think it's fair to say, in Northern Ireland at present, there is a degree of restlessness politically, culturally, this sense of unease, even agitation, restlessness. It can affect us individually, personally, both inside and outside the church. People are flocking to doctor's surgeries in the hope for some prescription that will meet their desperate need. What can answer the stresses and strains of life? Is there any answer to our restlessness, people ask? And we would suggest that here in Psalm 23, there is an answer. Or more accurately, in the shepherd of Psalm 23, there is an answer. We find it this morning in these words of verse 2. "The Lord is my shepherd," verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." What an image these words give us. It's an image that is loaded with peace and tranquility. An image that is packed with rest. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." And no matter how troubling things might be around us, even within us, rest is possible. We can rest despite our unworthiness, despite our sin. We can rest despite everything around us and within us. The Good Shepherd gives us rest. We want to take in two things this morning concerning this rest. We'll spend most of our time in the first. Firstly, this rest is possible. This rest is possible. Most of you will know I grew up on a farm, And yet, despite growing up on a farm, I am absolutely clueless when it comes to sheep. We only ever had cows on our farm. So I have to say, I've been greatly helped in my understanding of this 23rd Psalm by two books, two commentaries written by shepherds who turned pastors, shepherds who became ministers. And they've written books on the 23rd Psalm. Very helpful. And maybe, like me, you think it would be an easy thing to get sheep to lie down and rest. But not at all. These shepherds explain that it's actually very hard to get sheep to lie down, especially in the Middle East. And if you see sheep lying down, you know they are happy sheep, contented sheep, well looked after sheep. They're by nature very fearful, very jumpy creatures, quite fussy animals actually. And for them to lie down, certain conditions need to be met for sheep. Certain conditions that sheep need in order to lie down. And let's think of some of the conditions they need. For one, sheep need safety. They need safety. They're so timid and fearful that if there's a sense of something that would disrupt that fear, if there's a strange dog in the field, if there's a stranger coming up and calling on them, they will certainly not lie down. Fear will keep them from lying down and resting. And shepherds tell us the thing that will help sheep the most is very simply the presence of the shepherd. A Middle Eastern shepherd will tell you that just being there with the flock, that is their greatest comfort, the shepherd's presence. It puts all their fears to rest. And doesn't this already ring true for us, friends? Just as there's so many things that would make sheep fearful, are there not many things that would make you and I fearful? Fear of guilt, fear of judgment, fear of death, fear of others, fear of what the future may hold or may not hold, a fear of indwelling sin, fear of Satan maybe, fear of his attacks, a fear even of coming to the Lord's Supper. But listen, we have a shepherd. We have a shepherd who can deal with all of the things that make us afraid. And there's nothing like his presence to calm the fear and the panic and the terror of the unknown. Paul says, he is our peace. Ephesians 2:14. He will never leave us or forsake us, he says. Or we would sing in Psalm 4, in peace I will lie down, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Sheep need safety, and the shepherd gives them safety. That's one condition sheep need, safety. Another is harmony. Sheep need harmony. There's this reputation of sheep that they're very calm and fluffy and gentle and docile animals, but apparently can be very far from it. It's not uncommon to find tension, rivalry within a flock of sheep. Sheep can fight among themselves, and they can create strife and tension between each other, and the stronger can attack the weaker. And what happens as a result is that the entire flock doesn't lie down. There's a sense of restlessness among them. If there's any degree of friction within the flock, it's almost certain there will be restlessness there. And isn't it the same with the people of God? If you are a person forever wrestling to become top sheep, you'll never be able to lie down and rest. If you're a person trampling all over other people, you will never rest, nor will they. Nor will you rest if you develop a critical spirit of everything and everyone. Sometimes there is so much disorder and friction that an entire congregation can become edgy and tense. All it takes, isn't it, is for a few disgruntled sheep to make others disgruntled, and there can be little rest. How easily, how frighteningly easily we can cause friction and tension between one another. Just one wrong word said at the wrong time, in the wrong way, can bring all sorts of restlessness to a person. But again, we have a shepherd who can deal with all of these things, and he can put the bully sheep into perspective for us. And his presence, just as it can, a real shepherd can stop sheep from fighting just by being there, so the presence of the Lord can keep us from bickering and promoting peace. Surely no more so than when we come to the Lord's Supper, when we're able to gaze upon the wonder and glory and magnificence of our Lord, our shepherd suffering in our behalf. It should strip back the feelings of pride and self-importance, and it should fill us with a sense of unworthiness and lowliness. Who am I that he should love me? That's the kind of spirit that counts others more significant than ourselves, the kind of spirit that promotes unity and harmony, because sheep need harmony. A third thing sheep need is tranquility. Tranquility. I'm sure you've noticed this yourself, even on a warm summer's evening, heading out for a walk, and you are bothered and pestered by flies and midges and all sorts of pesky, bitey things. Sheep will not lie down if they're bothered by flies or ticks or insects. Especially in the heat of the summer, they would be driven to absolute distraction by them. They would be up on their feet, stomping themselves, shaking their heads. They would rush off into a bush to find some relief. And a good shepherd will make sure his sheep are dipped to clear them from ticks and flies and the likes. Uppermost in his mind, the relief of his flock. Because when they're free from the pests, then they will rest. And isn't it similar in the Christian life? There are all sorts of things that can come in and irritate us and bother us and unsettle us. Pests that prevent rest in our lives. We find ourselves, don't we, attacked, entangled by the world. Some of us are struggling with doubts and they're niggling away at us. The greatest pest of all is our own wayward heart, keeping us from rest. But listen, we have a shepherd. We have a shepherd who deals with all of the pests. He can deal with all of the things that annoy and irritate his sheep. And he comes, doesn't he, and he takes an oil. Spiritually, it's the oil of the Holy Spirit. And with it, he cleanses and sanctifies and heals and comforts and transforms his flock. Because sheep need tranquility to be able to rest. And then the last thing sheep need, they are so fussy, they need sufficiency. They need sufficiency to rest. Hungry sheep will always be on the move, always grazing, never resting. In Palestine, the climate of Psalm 23, green pastures would be very, very uncommon. You wouldn't walk out in the morning and find a field full of lush green meadow. And so the bulk of the shepherd's work would have been to find grass for the flock. That would be his biggest challenge, leading them to grassy areas, to satisfy the hunger of his sheep, to grant some sufficiency for them. A lot of our problems come back to this as well, don't they? We have hunger problems spiritually. And for a lot of us, it's not through any want of provision, but it's because of our wayward hearts, and we're starving ourselves spiritually, some of us. Some of us, our Bibles seldom get looked at through the week. And we think that a weekly top-up in the Word of God will carry us along, and we're starving ourselves. Some of us were not even getting a weekly top-up in the Word of God, and we're starving ourselves. And how often we turn instead to the world's junk food to try and fill us and satisfy us. And things that might give us a little hit in the short term, but afterwards they leave us with an aching void. The world's answers to restlessness, they never actually give true rest, do they? What does our good shepherd provide? Green, good pastures. He not only leads us to the pastures, but he provides the green pastures. We have the word of life before us, always fresh, always rich, never exhausted. We have Christ himself. Isn't Christ the green pasture? Isn't he our great delight, the all in all of his flock? And he's been given that we might eat and drink to eternal life, that we might enjoy safety and harmony and tranquility and sufficiency, that we might lie down and rest. This rest is possible, friends. It's possible because of the shepherd. And then secondly this morning, this rest is essential. It's not only possible, it is essential. Notice the words, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me. It's the Lord himself who gives us this rest, and at times he even compels us to rest. He makes me lie down. Sometimes we don't think we need to lie down, but he makes us. You see, it's all too possible to have the rest provided, to know that there's a green, luscious meadow of pasture for us. It's possible to know these things, but not actually to lie down in them. And sometimes our shepherd will take steps to make us lie down. Sometimes quite literally, when a person who's been overdoing it, maybe for years, and suddenly they're laid on a bed of sickness and they have to lie down. Sometimes in his perfect wisdom, the good shepherd compels us to come aside and rest a while. Maybe there are things that he's brought into our lives that have forced us into a time of stillness and quietness. Maybe we would never have wished for them. Maybe he's taken away an opportunity for us to be out and about as usual. But afterwards, can we not see that he's been watching over us? He's been leading us, and at times he's made us lie down. I read this past week about a young Christian. She'd been in hospital for a significant period of time, undergone a very painful surgery, and in the long road of recovery, she wrote to her pastor afterwards, "I have found in my little white bed here in hospital a bit of God's green pasture. I have found in my little white bed a bit of God's green pasture." Whether the lying down is literal or not for us, friends, The Good Shepherd is insisting here, isn't he, that there does need to be a place in our lives, a quiet place, when we can rest in him. What do you know of coming aside daily and taking time to rest in his green pastures? It's one of the reasons, isn't it, the Lord's Day is so important. God's given us a day of rest. And the man, woman, boy or girl who doesn't use it, they're digging their own grave with their own hands. Maybe physically, certainly spiritually. The Lord's Day is good for our health spiritually. He's given us a day for rest and worship because he knows we need it. A day to spend in the green pastures. Then there's the value of holidays, isn't there? Getting away from things, resting a while. There are times that we need to get out of the rush and the bustle of life if we're going to survive spiritually. But I think it's important. All of us will face times in our lives when the shepherd steps in and intervenes, and when he does make us lie down. So let me ask you, when that happens, and it will happen, when it happens, will you be able to see and recognize and bless that part of the shepherd's work in your life? Will you see that as his shepherding? If it has happened, friends, can you walk by faith, not by sight? By faith, can you see in his perfect wisdom your shepherd has seen fit to make you lie down in some shape or fashion? And maybe, just maybe, it's part of his shepherding in your life so that you learn what rest is. Maybe some of us this morning were under intense stress and strain, and maybe there's pressure on every side, hemmed in, the Bible would say. Maybe this rest is something you could only dream about. Well, Jesus said, didn't he, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you need rest this morning? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Entrust yourself to Jesus, your whole self. Say to him, "I'm sorry, Jesus, for trying to run and rule my life all myself. I've made such a mess of things, Jesus. I'm sorry for turning away from you, for rebelling against you. I've so many burdens in my life. The worst of all is knowing I've sinned against heaven and against you, Jesus. Will you give me rest?" He says, "Come to me, and I'll give you rest." Maybe some of us ask, "Even me, Jesus, even me?" He says, "Yes. Even you, whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. And though everything around you might be frantic and chaotic and upsetting and unsettling, if you come to him, you can lie down and rest because of the person and work of your shepherd. You can rest from worrying about your performance and your works and your abilities, and you can rest in his performance and his works and his abilities. You can rest from what others think about you, and you can rest safe in the knowledge of what he thinks about you. By faith, you lay hold of him, the very faith he gives you to exercise. That's how you lie down and rest. You rest in him, your glorious Redeemer." And so believers, friends, who have made profession of faith known to the elders in session here of the congregation, in a few moments we'll come to this bread and this cup, and as we do so, friends, we can rest We can rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You can rest in green pastures. Amen.